This is Dr. Omoto dictating a new patient. Please use a new patient template. Patient last name is Smallwood. S as in Sally, M as in Mary, A-L-L-W-O-O-D. First name is Guadalupe, G-U-A-D-A-L-U-P-E. Date of birth is February 14, 1974. Date of service is January 24, 2023. Please add ID number 32068-508. Referring provider is FCI Dublin. FCI is all in capital letter in Dublin. James Pelton, M.D., J-A-M-E-S, space, P-E-L-T-O-N, M.D. Reason for consultation, joint pain and positive rheumatoid factor and elevated sedge rate. Subjective, this is a 48-year-old Caucasian female with history of diabetes who's here for evaluation of her joint symptoms. Period. Patient's chief complaint is right foot pain and swelling, and the left thumb numbness. Objective, this is a 48-year-old Caucasian female who's here for a rheumatological evaluation, period. Her medical history is following, period. Next paragraph, when she was about 44 and 45 years old, comma, she was diagnosed with diabetes, period. She had quite an up and down with the sugar control in the beginning, but for the last 3 months, she states her diabetes control is decent, period. Next paragraph, in January 2022, she came down with the COVID with the symptom of shortness of breath, comma, fever, comma, and sore throat, period. She also sustained right arm weakness, and she was not able to lift coffee cup, period. At that time, it was attributed to COVID, period. She also started noticing the right foot pain and swelling, period. The swelling involves the dorsal foot aspect in the right ankle, and it is intermittent in a period. It might not happen for several months, but when it happens, it will stay with her for several weeks, period. It is associated with constant problem with pain, period. The pain is described as burning pain, pin pricking sensation, and it happens on the plantar surface of the foot when she is standing up, period. Patient denies any joint pain or other joint swelling, period. Next paragraph. About 2 to 3 months ago, comma, she started noticing the left upper arm and left thumb numbness, period. She states that she cannot feel anything rather than burning sensation or the prickling sensation, period. She denies any pain in her neck, period. Past medical history, asthma, 2014, comma, next, diabetes. About 3 to 4 years ago. Next, hyperlipidemia. 21 months ago, as she was incarcerated at that time. Next, hypothyroidism about 6 months ago. Medication allergy, none. Medication, she takes albuterol inhaler, mometasone inhaler, it's M-O-M-E-T-A-S-O-N-E inhaler. Next, baby aspirin, next, atorvastatin, 20 milligram QHS, next, levothyroxine, 50 microgram QD, next, lisinopril, 5 milligram QD, next, metformin, 1,000 milligram BID, next, glipizide, next, Tylenol, 325 milligram P PRN. Family history. Patients have a family history of heart disease, comma stroke, comma diabetes. Period. Patient states that her parents both passed away from diabetes. Patient denies any family history of autoimmune disorder. Social history. Patient is incarcerated. She is married, has two children. She does not smoke. Review system. The template, please change. She complains of night sweats, comma weight gain, comma chest pain, and shortness of breath. And joint pain and swelling as per HPI. Physical examination, axial skeleton, C-spine. Patient has full range of motion of C-spine. However, complains of pain in the neck, in the posterior area, with extension and right flexion and right rotation, period. Let's see. Peripheral skeleton. Please modify hands and wrist. Patient has no synovitis, period. Patient has pain in her left wrist with forced extension, period. There is no pain with the palpation of the left wrist, period. Feet, please modify. There is no swelling, comma, synovitis or edema today, period. Her arch of the feet are adequate, period. There is no deformity, period. Please go back to hands and wrist, and please add canals, sign and valence tests were negative, period. Diagnostic data. Patient came with a paperwork, stated that rheumatoid fractions elevated at 22, comma, elevated sid rate, comma, ANA positive at 1 column 80, and negative CCP, that period. I did not see any other lab report that accompanies the document, period. Impression number one. Positive rheumatoid factor, comma, elevated sid rate, comma, negative anti-CCP antibody, period. Rheumatoid arthritis, rheumatoid factor elevation is mild, comma. I do not have any actual number of the sid rate, but today she does not seem to have a presentation of rheumatoid arthritis, period. She does not have any small joint synovitis, except for the left wrist pain, but that was not accompanied with a synovitis, period. Number two, positive ANA at 1 column 80, period. Again, this is a mild abnormality of ANA, and it could be non-specific, period. I did not see any signs of lupus to suggest at this time period. Next, left thumb and upper arm numbness, comma, intermittent period. Carpal tunnel exam was negative by physical exam period. She's not currently exhibiting the symptom right now period. I suspect possible radiculopathy from C-spine, DJD. Next line, right dorsal foot swelling and ankle swelling, comma. Again, she's not exhibiting the symptom right now. Next, right plantar foot tingling and burning sensation only while she's standing up, period. Her physical exam of her feet are unremarkable, including a good arch and lack of deformity to suggest rheumatoid arthritis, period. Recommendation number one, explain to the patient of the above. Number two, if it's not done, comma, I suggest C-spine to evaluate for possible the degree of degenerative arthritis in the C-spine period. I would also recommend a left wrist x-ray to look for possible erosions, period. If there is an erosion, comma, that is solid evidence to suspect rheumatoid arthritis, period. Next. If her nerve-related complaint in her arms and the right foot gets worsened or becomes more constant, consider neuropathic agents such as gabapentin. Period. Explain to the patient that this type of medication will require daily usage to be effective rather than intermittent usage such as Tylenol. Period. Next, I have explained to the patient to what rheumatoid arthritis is and what signs and symptoms to look for, period, especially for synovitis of the small joints, period. I had asked the patient to alert the medical provider if that is something she experiences, period. Next. I'll be happy to reassess the patient if you have any further questions. Period. This is the end of dictation.